Bob. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be
the subgenius hour of Squatch.
And here in the holodeck, it's so peaceful with this new nature simulation that you've got going here. So nice. It's so real. The birds don't sound mechanical. You should have left the garbage truck out. Well, I guess this is what we're destined to become here.
A mechanically
response.
Driven soundtrack.
And I just wanted to get my feet out of the water.
And so you did. And then we were stuck here on this planet.
Now listen carefully.
I don't want to be no human being.
Do you infer that I am not?
Things could be worse.
It sure could have been worse.
I understand perfectly.
Silence!
God is always on the side of the big battalions. If he was as committed to democracy as he let on, I think he would have gone around as Bob or something. The story gets even funnier. Bob, likable and not so likable. He was actually in Denver, Colorado when the revolution took place. He rarely mentioned that he was Jewish. He was a genius at self-promotion, a true Mahatma. He was also concerned with bowel movements. What intrigued him especially was the usefulness of enemas. He had his young girls take a daily enema too. His daily greeting to them was, Have you had a good bowel movement this morning, sisters? As this is a free country, you can think what the hell you want.
Imagine there is no Starbucks. I wonder what you'd do. Can't get an ATM card. And no computers too. Imagine all subdemies. Living life in slack. Imagine there's no modems and sitcoms on TV. We'd hunker down in mud huts and take some LSD. You. Hoo-hoo-hoo. You may say I'm subgenius, but I'm not the only one. Gotta wonder if I'm really one. What I'm losing out on? Imagine no McDonald's. And no Big Mac with cheese. No email and no voicemail. And no more songs like these. Imagine the subgenius life without the con. You. Hoo hoo hoo. Gotta wonder if I'm really wanting. What I'm losing out on? what I'm losing out on.
Yeah. Phineas Narco did that, dear friends. And you can... You can get a whole lot of amazing stuff, not by any means all subgenius related, from nationalcynical.com. This is Hour of Slack number 1005. A bit late because we were stricken by a new computer donated by the wonderful Gripshin Clench. And... that and a week of the Starwood Festival and hours of X-Day recordings, especially the live on stage radio sessions with Dr. Howell and Dr. Philo Drummond. The only part of puzzling evidence that was at 8 X-Day Drill was his teeth, which were auctioned, literally. So this Hour of Slack, while... informed heavily by Mr. Lemur and Reverend Pref, which we've already been hearing a lot of, this show is partially recorded on location at picnic tables at an outdoor stage at Brushwood on X Day. And special thanks to Potter Nostril for the audio help and to Lemur Devotee for the background music. But first, some Norel Pref.
I need to go potty.
What is your problem?
I need to go potty.
So as a research experiment, I committed myself to waterless embalming for 7 months.
I'm more of a salt and grease person.
Over my dead body.
Fine with me.
What is your problem?
Nothing. I just don't think I can wear clothes today.
I'm having more symptoms.
Take it down a notch.
You don't want to make love to me. You don't want to kiss me. You don't want to be in the same room with me.
That's not true.
Oh, yes, it is.
We have no faith. Since when do we have to have a faith? It's a waste of time. There is no God.
Hit me. Hit me again.
You're a rebel. You're a freak.
Right now, with all this shit going on in the world, art seems kind of besides the point, you know?
What is all this shit?
I need to go potty.
It's all this pressure to be normal.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play Frankie Yankovic and Herbie Hancock. How's that?
You are such a fucking rock star. Oh.
I'm going to have to go get my material, I hear one of those ambient sort of loud...
Is that when I move my chest up?
It's a recombined some.
Oh yeah.
La 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 la
la la la la la
This one makes the bad sound.
No, I think they all make. It's
they all make. This one you had to hunker down for. You hunker down to this, get to this mic. And when you're hunkering down, it makes you talk like you're hunkering down.
You hunkerer.
I'm hunkering. I'm hunkering.
The mad hunkerer has stricken.
Get your hand off my hunkering.
Has once again been stricken.
I'm hunkering.
Hunkering. That is the hunkerly sound of the hunkerer.
Man, it's windy out here today, here in the Dobbstown compound.
You can hear
this is the virtual Dobbstown.
The natives drumming in the background.
As they tap their frop pipes on the limbs and trees around them. trying to summon the...
the energy to do something besides tap their pipes on the trees. Mickey Mouse and Pluto too are movie stars in Disneyland. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Yes, it's a smooth X day. A slow, easy X day.
Each night we did our live radio show. I wonder what he's going to do with that radio show we did. Me and Hal.
Dollar bills, LSD, and kind of
we did a live radio show where we had mixing going on. And we had a multimedia display we were commenting on while there was audience people who were asking us questions. We were allowing the audience to ask questions. And then we would go into our multi-voiced indexed voice transitional mix technology to which you listeners have become so accustomed. And yet in New York it was something new, and there revealed for the first time live. Not in the studio, but actual humans alive together on a stage.
Brain and brain, what is brain?
A brain allows one half-formed thought to pass. Well, now, that's done, and I'm glad it's over. When lovely woman stoops to folly and paces about her room again alone, she smooths her hair with automatic hands. And puts a record on the gramophone.
Test. That's a lot better.
I say, look at the geese walking in line down the old road. This music crept by me on the water and by the frog pond, where continuously they chanted through the night, as if welcoming X Day with their velvet throats. And then... the secret chorus of the place chimed in. The spirits of the fen and bog, the naiads, dryads, pixies, gnomes, sylphs, trolls, and undines, all with their magic clatter added to the sound. Until we had to undergo glad day, the tyranny of the sun's obnoxious effulgence, and noon lay heavy on flower and tree, and the weary day turned to its rest, lingering like an unloved guest. Thy brother, death, came to me and cried, "Wouldst thou me, thy sweet child, sleep?" The filmy-eyed murmured like a noontide bee, "Wouldst thou nestle by my side? Wouldst thou me?" And I replied, "No, not thee. Death will come when thou art dead, soon, too soon. Sleep will come when thou art fled, of neither would I ask the boon I ask of thee, beloved knight. Swift be thy approaching flight. Come soon, soon." And then subgenius doctors from their hell or curled shell broadcast their noxious message to the moon. And all shall hear, all who are in range to hear, and learn what they should hear, nor learn too soon.
Hey, I've got a box full of towels under that hat.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're still endeavoring to make every aspect of this broadcast palatable to your discerning ears.
Those aren't ladies. Those are two tripods with no cameras on them. And that over there is not a gentleman. That's Reverend Skull.
That may be as it is. However, our standard must not vary despite the number of the crowd.
Absolutely right. If no one is here to listen to us but Bob's dummy, we would yet do our very best.
And but there are the rest of Bob's dummies. I speak, of course, of the vast radio audience who at a different and more enlightened time than this is hearing our broadcast now.
thank goodness for these fine donated equipments here.
They are the bodies who must willingly and joyfully cast themselves into the path of the rolling subgenius juggernaut, so that their mashed limbs and freshly shed blood and lymph can lubricate its monstrous progress.
These are brave tapes.
Excuse me,
my
Dr.
friends.
Howe. Dr. Howe, have you seen my scissors?
Your scissors? I haven't seen the other half of your scissors. Yeah. No, I haven't seen your scissors. I didn't know your scissors were down here. But
these were brave scissors, and these are brave tape recorders.
These are brave times.
And stout tapes to hold
scissors. Maybe someone seized your scissors. Your scissors have been snatched.
Don't get me wrong. It wasn't scissors. It was just a scissor.
Well, now you're being pedantic. It was a scissor single, like a one-hole pair of underwear.
And a single scissor as opposed to a pair of pants.
Well, can you not do with a knife or a stick or something else?
I need an implement.
But
a
man,
living, breathing,
the maker of tools, the tool user and the tool maker, with these things he has conquered his environment and looked into the secrets of the atom. Scratched the surface of the gleaming vault of heaven and penetrated impiously into the secret recesses of outer space with his mechanical devices. Substitutes and succedaneums as they may be for his probing fingers and moist fleshy organs, still great advances are made into the ignorosphere of which we know nothing. Bob.
It's good, though.
Bob.
It's good. It's good. See?
It's rock solid, thanks to you, Philo, and your superior sonic engineering.
Yes.
And now...
And the sex goddesses have arrived. Well, maybe not from Planet X, but at least from Fort Worth, Texas.
You never know.
Sister Decadence just walked into the room. A lady just entered the room.
Yes, she's
Take
here.
Take off your hat, gentlemen.
Spectacularly...
Take off your hats and unzip your pants and bend over.
First things first. It's
you,
time
Sister
for
Decadence.
Us to
yeah.
welcome the fall of night. And the
and
pleasant,
the
comforting evening
soon.
Which shall surround us all, covering our many misdeeds, and blanketing with softness what by daytime might appear too harsh in the eyes of fretful subgeniuses.
That's... Hello.
And so, ladies and gentlemen,
I,
Dr. Howland Dowell, am here accompanied... by Dr. Philo Drummond, resident in these dark times of the left coast, now brought all the way here, almost out to the other sea, so that he and I may speak to you, the hitherto hidden multitude, of what is past and passing and to come.
Baseball.
This is Squatty Mike here.
Shalakundala.
And speaking in tongues, some not of this earth, Pastor Ivan Stang, the Stang of Stangs, sits at microphone number one, presiding over this strange hotch-potch amalgam of radio programs.
If you can call this presiding.
As the supreme subgenius presidium.
Sliders and controls.
Like Yertle the Turtle, I feel master of all I survey.
Now, wasn't this turtle the founder of a terrapin tower? Of terrifying height.
As the old lady said, it's turtles all the way down.
And so it is, supporting our sad universe. The monstrous turtle this. On which it rests, rests on a still more monstrous Chelonian, all the way down to the bottom of infinity.
From Yertle to Satan. That sounds like a good book title.
It seems a shame to categorize
See,
this
you've got your
lowest most turtle
squid
as satanic.
Delicately placed in the place you...
And yet,
you spend the most time.
If it occupies the lowest space down, then perforce it must be the most ill-favored thing in the universe.
Won't be forgotten there.
Go placidly amid the noise and waste, and remember what comfort there may be in owning a piece thereof. Avoid quiet and passive persons unless you are in need of sleep. Rotate your tires. Speak glowingly of those greater than yourself, and heed well their advice, even though they be turkeys. Know what to kiss and when. Consider that two wrongs never make a right, but that three do. Wherever possible, put people on hold. Be comforted that in the face of all aridity and disillusionment, and despite the changing fortunes of time, there is always a big future in computer maintenance. Remember the Pueblo. Strive at all times to bend, fold, spindle, and mutilate. Know yourself. If you need help, call the FBI. Exercise caution in your daily affairs, especially with those persons closest to you. That lemon on your left, for instance. Be assured that a walk through the ocean of most souls would scarcely get your feet wet. Fall not in love, therefore. It will stick to your face. Gracefully surrender the things of youth, birds, clean air, tuna, Taiwan, and let not the sands of time get in your lunch. Hire people with hooks. For a good time, call 606-4311. Ask for Ken. Take heart amid the deepening gloom that your dog is finally getting enough cheese. And reflect that whatever misfortune may be your lot, it could only be worse in Milwaukee. You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. And whether you can hear it or not, the universe is laughing behind your back. Therefore, make peace with your God, whatever you conceive him to be, hairy thunderer or cosmic muffin, with all its hopes, dreams, promises, and urban renewal, the world continues to deteriorate. Give up.
You are a
Bow, 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 bow
From PR News in Washington, I'm being chased by police. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is praising the Palestinian attacks against Israelis, but she urged Authority President Mahmoud Abbas to do more. British police say Bill Clinton is connected to the city's recent bomb attacks. The state of Wisconsin has abandoned its plan to collect back taxes on PR News, Washington.
World news is not just a touchy subject, difficult to approach using conventional avenues. World news is not just a puzzling riddle or a source of macabre dinnertime entertainment. World news is truly another window outlet. I mean, it's plain and obvious that terrorists' ambitions include being in the spotlight. They would probably soon choose another method altogether if none of their work appeared on TV or in printed media. But would you and I like to be kept in the dark about all these bombings and executions while we're waiting for the terrorists to fall for some large-scale reverse psychology? Who knows what we would miss as we wait for them to get bored? And then there are people like me. Well, there must be somebody like me. When I'm not feeling unreasonably paranoid, sometimes for no good reason, I become omnicidal. Omnicide is a term I just made up to include suicide, homicide, femicide, fratricide, etc. all at once. I'm just thankful that I get enough attention for my music so I don't need to go on a kill crazy rampage in order to change the world in my own small way. I can also be thankful that the Church of the Subgenius has found me. I have learned to let the slack wash across, over and beneath me, tossing me about like so much flotsam while others are crushed by it. My unconscious body remains on the beach under an overturned rowboat while the rest of my village and many like it have been utterly destroyed by the gigantic slack wave. Let's just all hope that the spaceships get here before the giant meteor does. Let's all hope that Bob remembers to flip the tape.
Well, not to worry, here's Bob.
The Psychoskeletons did that, friends. The Psychoskeletons, and you can reach them at this email address, basilstory, basilstory, at hotmail.com. And going back in time, we heard some PR news by the Myrrh, the Black Lodge Singers doing Mickey Mouse, the sampler tune Flobber by Artemia Salina, and the great old Deteriorata by Ancient National Lampoon. Now, also, I should credit Governor Rocknar for the Overlords of the UFO clips and for calling shows and for getting Dr. Howell to X-Day. A lot of people contributed to that, but him more than anybody. And for saving our lives. He truly gets the award for the most balls laid upon his pate. Pray rock. What about Bob?
Well, not to worry, here's Bob. Well, not to worry, here's Bob. Well, not to worry, here's Bob. Well, not to worry, here's Bob.
Bob, bones of hobbits. Bones about 3 foot tall. Creatures that look sort of human for kids to become murderers. Murdered, what a tragedy that was. $30 and includes lunch. Short creatures, they're a different species. They're not homo, they're homo something else's. 2 feet, 7 inches. The sex, humans born with unnaturally small skulls. The end times. Oh, that would be fun. This is evidence that we are in the last days.
That's interesting.
Isn't that? To his grave, most likely. And those will be the last words on his lips. He's coming. Get into the book. Now, that's quite a mouthful. Predestination Seminar.
And so, due to the nature of our contract and the terms and conditions which it was previously specified that we would fill, we're going to be broadcasting and narrowcasting here for a certain time until this obligation has been fulfilled and these metaphorical chains may be unlocked so that we may frisk and frolic anew,
and free ourselves
nakedly
of these
in the fields of bond.
Horrible bonds of conscription.
Until that time, we're at your disposal, our
pains,
beloved audience.
Gains, but actually we're not here for you.
You
we're here
a,
with you.
A rare opportunity
we're here with you.
To speak to Dr. Philo Drummond, who's here. He's come all the way out. He's stopped his busy affairs to come out and speak to you straightforward from the heart. What you can hear from him on an occasion like this, you never can at any other time. The reason being that he can see you.
And this
not
is the first time I've heard
voice.
This.
Yes, he can see you.
Dr. So Drummond is not an employee of this organization, nor is he...
And none of my opinions reflect upon the opinions of the Church of the Subgenius or any of its affiliates.
But they do. You're being too modest, characteristically, Dr. Drummond. By the doctrine of individual infallibility, everything you say automatically weaves itself into the ever-growing
texture
of the Church of the Subgenius. Its doctrines taking shape on the clanking loom of the church, which is never still.
Of course, then I would deny the opposite.
Well, and you have the right to do that.
Doctrine of deniability.
You have the right to deny. You have the right
of
ultimate deniability.
That's
there's
right.
No point in getting hung up on these little doctrinal
As quickly as it can be incorporated into dogma, it can just as easily be expunged.
Yes, well...
I did not say that. I was not
And forgotten about as if it didn't even exist.
You did not see me.
Well, so far it's not been necessary to tase anyone at this gathering. Whose device is this, anyway?
But we do have the weapons at our disposal.
That's a walkie-talkie, not a weapon.
Okay, all right. I understand.
Actually, you should pass that.
Here's number one.
Pass it to
yes,
who?
Yes, exhibit number one, found in the hands of the so-called corpse, the alleged corpse, over there holding the sign.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, here is exhibit B. I believe it was the murder weapon.
Get that thing out of my
face.
Here,
take it, smell it, lick it, do with it what you will. What? What now?
It's too sensitive.
It stopped. It quit.
It's set
it was
to
lonesome
respond.
For
Apparently
me.
There's been a problem with Philo's car.
It wanted
car.
Me, but, you know,
it
can't come
it.
Right now. I'm busy. Got a job to do. I'm being paid for this. Some arcane way.
Who told you that?
Well, I'm being paid, at least in slack. Just like...
That's what we always tell the bands, too.
Now, what have
we
got?
You're going to get paid in slack, man.
Comrades, the time has come. The time has won. The giant fucking prize with...
I get it.
I will stand.
Okay, so let me get this right.
Stand and deal when the trumpet calls its day. And a brother and sister band while they blow the wind away. When the trumpet calls next day, brother and sister band, while they blow the world away. We shall have paradise, the feeling of the world unite. Alien sex every night. Subgenie of the world
unite. Alone at night, non-joiner all the way. Two subgenies are alike. If they are, then one must die.
Shall have paradise, subgenie of the world unite. Endless sex every night. Subgenie of the world unite.
That was Lonesome Cowboy Dave and the Mondo Retardo Band, of course, live at 8X Day in Brushwood, doing the Subgenius Anthem. And now let us go back to Berkeley, California, to the Puzzling Evidence Post-X Day Cookdown.
It is a stoner button.
It fixes you, little caller.
Okay, at the top of each hour, the station legal identification is red, much like we did just a minute ago. because we don't, this is the new show, and we want to really live up to the expectations of the audience as well as the FCC and the commercial public, even though we don't appeal to them or even care about
ourselves. We don't even appeal to
us.
Don't,
we're, you know, we're really into the whole, you know,
we have a
whole kind of left, on the Chico situation. Do everything for free.
Are you okay? And you're in that traffic down by the police station?
Sponsored radio. Or listener-sponsored radio.
I wonder, you know, there have to be at least 8 cars in that mess right now.
There's at least 8 cars.
That are listening to
the
show.
That could call us right now at 848-4425 and the 510 area code.
Extra Spooky Monsters now appearing.
And let us know the name of... What was Gort's last name? A lot of people don't know that Gort had a last name. So would you call right now and tell us what Gort's last name was at 848-4425, and we will give you a fine, fine prize the next time we see you.
Yeah. Judging from the amount of brainstem activity in my pickup truck right now, I must be here.
You're where now? Say it again.
Virtual Chico, California.
All right. He's in Chico.
I can tell from the amount of brainstem activity in the back of my pickup truck.
I mean, what kind of place is brainstem, California?
Brainstem activity. He said
brainstem is a small suburb of Chico, Wyoming, California.
I gotcha.
We can hear you loud and clear on the satellite radio.
All right.
You're confusing us with the net web, are you?
You're not. Yeah, not the universal media net web. That was.
No, we're on.
That's so.
That's somebody else's.
That's
thing.
So. 65 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's so.
Man,
so.
Yeah, universal net. Whoever. We're on Live Rhapsody, Universal.
Well,
they've been bought. They've been bought and sold twice in the last 65 minutes on the Taiwanese market.
Man, show stock is
zooming. That's the way it is in Taiwan. The show stock is just bounce.
All right. Long live D.O.B. Peace out.
Yeah, long live, what's his name?
What's his name? Bob?
I can really get
behind a guy. You know, there's one thing
named.
That really disappointed me about Doc's Talk. I mean,
X-Day.
And that is that there's a group called the Bachelors for Bob.
Yeah, the Bachelors
Shouldn't
for
they
Bob.
Be the Bachelors O Bob?
I guess they should, but they're a bunch of youngsters, and they don't know, but they were really...
They don't know.
They were very honorable young gentlemen. Now, was that 420 guy that was leaving? Did I see
Maybe, because he often leaves now before the 420 moment.
Oh, well, all right, 420 guy.
Which means he's going to miss the beautiful young woman who will magically show up at 420.
So should we go, like, do that thing now?
Do that thing?
Yeah.
Which
At least
one?
I should.
Worried about Gort. I'm afraid he might do-do.
Gort? But he's a robot. What could he do-do?
He could do-do the Earth. You must go to Gort. You must say these words.
The Sub-Genius Hour of Squatch.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take the first photographs of the very strange gentleman.
We want work!
You'll be put to work baking loaves of bread for the rehabilitation of America.
Now, you guys, maybe you'd like to tell the crowd what we've got coming up tonight, whether it's a possum roast or a hayride or any number of things planned by the...
We're going to have us a rabbit supper.
By the reception committee.
We got a barrel of rabbit sphincters back there.
I think there's the... We're going
to a grease. We're going to heat up the grease.
Yes, we're going to cover ourselves with bear grease and dance around the totem pole at some time during the evening.
Fry up the rabbit sphincters.
You better tell them about that.
Skewer on fish hooks real well. Wear them. Some new jewelry.
We were going to have human fights where some of us would get so drunk we'd reveal that we were really humans and not sub geniuses, getting real big fights.
Well, don't let me hold you back.
No, not me. I'm thinking... it could be anybody here.
Hope it's not me. I suppose it could be me.
And there's a movie show. Let's announce that.
The little nudie show?
a movie show.
A movie show.
It will be a special triple
show.
Threat doubleheader triple feature about two-headed folks. First, the amazing two-headed transplant, followed by the thing with two heads, and finally the Japanese classic from Toho Studios, The Manster, also about a character with more than the allotted number of heads. And so you see three doubleheaders in a triple threat, triple bill, right over there at the Starlight Drive-In Theater tonight. It's one of the many things that's being offered here for your delectation and enjoyment.
So you're saying the zombie fans should stay at home tonight, right? The ones that...
Did anybody bring zombie pictures?
For the
too late for the
shambling,
fans.
Hideous corpses.
Well, I think we see enough of those in our day-to-day interchange in the workaday world.
Yes, that's true. That is true. Forgot about that. It's the pain of life's existence. It's so hideous living each day.
How about shorts? Has anyone got short subjects to show? Glamorous shorts?
We do have plenty of shorts.
Well, there you go.
Whether
yeah, there are Dobbshead shorts over at the Sales Shack, friends, which will be open tomorrow. That's the most important type of shorts.
You can purchase these items and then take them here from this enlightened spot and in more benighted areas hold your own subgenius thingamajig, whatchamacallit, doohickey.
No public authority has told us who are the overlords of the UFO.
Political analyst Bob was the first to reveal the CIA, and Bob joins me now on the show. Bob, first, what's your reaction to the Supreme Court?
My lawyer said I cannot answer any specific questions about this.
Why is it that there are two reporters out there who may go to jail, Bob?
I will reveal all. You don't know anything. But I will, and there might be some surprising things.
Well, I'll be waiting to hear that story finally told, Bob.
Okay, so what we know is that there's a lot we do not know.
Hey, hi, how are you?
And we watched videotaped sex with him in his living room.
And before that, some Norel Pref, and we keep hearing bits and pieces of the Puzzling Evidence show from KPFA in Berkeley. Philo, where can we get copies of that great show?
The show is going to be soon available. It's actually available on podcast from KPFA now. The KPFA has, in their archive section, you can sign up for a podcast, and the Puzzling Evidence show is one of them you can sign up for. We'd like to encourage, you don't have to sign up, you just click on the link and you get the podcast. So if you're on an always-on connection, you can go to the KPFA archive website, choose Puzzling Evidence podcast, and there you will be each week, voila, after the show, magically downloaded to your PC or Macintosh, whatever device you choose, there will be your own personal Puzzling Evidence show from this week.
Neatly packaged.
Neatly packaged and ready for you to take full advantage of. You can cut it up into your own special version where you take last week's show and this week's show and mix them up and then play them on the radio to us next week.
In your podcast.
We think you should all, everyone should do their own edit of the show.
Yeah, I do.
Remixed edit.
I've promoted that for many years. And we would all be listening to the show being re-edited and rehashed.
You could play the show on your mixer and then bring you into the mix just as if you were actually sitting here live with us in the studio and we weren't paying any attention to you like we do most of our callers. Which is so...
Indeed.
So we would like for you to do that sometime.
Who are the overlords of the UFO?
Need assistance in finding your destination.
I'm hearing something.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance, the human power elite. You have given us entree to the resources we need in our ongoing quest for multidimensional expansion. And in return, the per capita income of each of you here tonight has grown by an average 39%. And I've just received word that our forces have won a major victory. The underground terrorist network has been destroyed here on the West Coast. We are off crisis alert. The situation is normal again.
On the show, sometimes we have to skip out and wander down the street and go, la 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 la.
Because that's what you do in a band.
Down by the river. I'm just going to practice for a little while here, okay?
What kind of button pushing is that?
I don't know, but that's some strange music you're playing there, Puzz. Some people call him Puzz Ev for short.
Yeah. You mean out there in the hinterlands of X-Day, where they believe I'm a real person.
Who are the overlords of the UFO?
From PR News in Washington, I'm called genocide by the Bush administration. President Bush has chosen to stay inside when possible. Condoleezza Rice is praising leaders for ending decades of PR News in Washington.
Today's children. Question after question. She passes on.
Why?
And he died.
Why did he die, Daddy?
They die. Why does mother hug this stranger? Who is this?
Why?
Forcing Judy to kiss the stranger. Uncle Harry understands children.
Did you when I was a baby? What's this man doing? Why? Oh, why?
Now that makes sense.
Why, Molly?
Why? Why? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Why didn't you ask?
They die.
Minnesotans love the loon. The hunting call of our loon is a comforting sound of home. Minnesota has more loons than any other state. Your donations to the Loon Fund on your state tax forms helps the loons.
It was a good thing, and it was similar political war strategy. 1-800-666-6666. The culture has gone stark raving mad. Pornography and in gas stations. Burn me up. Pornography on the internet. The teasers, the pop-up ads, and Clarence Thomas joined in on that. I'm really thrilled, and I don't know. And I've been involved. You just swat at it. Cranks who will whine against whatever or anything. That's an exaggeration. Masses. I want a righteous pet store. I want righteous plumbers. I want a righteous pizza parlor. Hate governing officials, and we do, in that they get obsessed. But anyway, we are now officially obsessed. What? What does that mean? Cleaning a cesspool with a toothbrush, and we're losing.
Hey, Bob.
Pro aborts.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Into, you should always try to do that.
That's true.
Right? Jesus couldn't pull that off.
That's true.
Right? Jesus couldn't pull that off. Biased. And I'm so thrilled to see pop-up pornography ads on the internet. And that's nice to see. I like that.
Thanks, Bob.
Now, that's terrible. That's what you get. You get what you hope for. It's evil to say that. Owning black people, looking the other way with rape or uphold everyone's right to kill, and it's broken. They get obsessed.
There's a certain amount of slack. Porno show, both parties live off porno show. They don't know anything about slack. Here he is talking about the spread of slack. Porno show.
From PR News in Washington, I'm still going strong. President Bush wants $1.7 to pay for air conditioning. In stocks, Ford can 5-6. There are still few details about PR News.
PR News by Fernanda Nandili-Murr. And before that, lots of Norel Pref cut-ups. And you can get more of that at norelpref.com. N-O-R-E-L-P-R-E-F.com. This is the Hour of Slack from the morons of the Church of the Subgenius. And for more on those morons, see subgenius.com or the Book of the Subgenius. And for more on the everyday morons, just go to any bar.
I really don't like bars, you know? Everybody eats these power bars nowadays. When I take them, I can eat about one bite of them, and then I get really tired. I think they have too much stuff in them, you know? They're too powerful for my taste buds. I can't even eat a whole apple.
Or sit down with an L8.
Yeah, you know, I had so many AL8s. I think I've had enough. I almost overdosed on those, Rocknar. You brought, how many did you bring? Like 20 cases?
50.
50 cases.
Yeah.
We had AL8. We were using it to swim in. We weren't even drinking it anymore. We were just swimming around in it.
We were cooking chicken in it.
We cooked chicken in it.
We really did cook chicken in it.
We were watering the grass with it after a while because we had so much.
You take a bath in noodles.
It's just ridiculous. Just totally ridiculous.
That's
it.
So
is. The show is ridiculous.
That the devil would have a representation. You see some classes of the human family that are uncouth or rude and filthy. Disagreeable and low in their habits. Wild. Priesthood. So I give this lesson on the priesthood that you can understand its full effect and that we must beware and leave off their dress, their music, their styles, their fashions, the way they think, what they do with immoral, filthy people. The priesthood with immoral, filthy people.
From PR News in Washington, I'm serious enough to flee to Italy. U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is considering a plan to have the astronauts damage PR News. Speaking to PR Radio, the Defense Secretary said damage near the nose hairs could be delayed. No one was in that attack. A top British governmental officer was able to get out of Britain and flee to Sunday talk shows after GOP Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist said last week he supports fun talk shows.
PR's fat.
The so-called NASA says no spindly robots popped out during the fiery re-entry into Orlando.
NASA was in Baghdad urging Iraq's astronauts to stick to PR News, Washington.
Bob. To overthrow George W. Bush, there.
You are a terrorist.
Old and sick man.
Funding a terrorist-supporting group is worthwhile to achieve our political gain. Pornography, adultery, homosexuality, seduce your neighbor's wife, homosexual marriage, in fact,
Bob.
Homosexual.
True bomb. I'm a true bomb. I'm a big fan of Dobbs program. Date.
Peep, homosexual marriage.
People have the right to sin.
So you think.
Evil, terrible, a monstrous regime. But, Bob, here's my question for you. Now, Bob.
Well, George W. Bush is willing to kill some children.
Crazy, Bob, that's crazy.
A rapist. The radical.
Down. Rudy.
Cheerleader. Consider abortion. There's a multi-billion-dollar industry in pornography. It's digitized. Being sodomized by a homosexual, you can come from a position of strength.
Just show reports here, you know, I gotta fill out the paperwork. Shows that the show was showing at the proper show time.
Turns out it's wet and cold out here. Do I have to stay down here forever?
Well, until next X Day. If you're on the outside of the ship, you know, we really can't let you back in.
But I want to get back to my room.
I know.
Yeah, you got to wait 24 hours for decontamination.
Well, that's kind of a myth. As it turns out, there is no decontamination. You just can't come back aboard. I'm sorry, Philo.
My microphone.
I want a disc. Give me preliminary integration.
Sure.
I'm sorry, he's gone. That's how we lost Philo. I just wanted to show you that film before we got to the end of the show here, where Philo was on the outside of the ship. And the next thing you know, it was very sad to go to the next X-Day, and there was no, there's no Philos, no Ivan Stang, there's no Princess Wee, there's no Nikki Death Chick, and scores and scores of other beautiful people, as we call them, all gone just because the end of the world had to happen. I'll go through the closet here and see how I find it. I'm sure I had one of those pamphlets for the end of the world. Let's see if it's here. I think I got a new Philo, too. It's a stand. It's here somewhere. Is it over here?
We will meet the Etherians, the overlords of the UFO, when we are worthy.
Pop, Poppy, Boob, Booby, Bob, Bobby, Cock, Pussy.
Shut up! In a surprise ending, you'll see the answers to this incredible worldwide UFO mystery. The origin of the alien intelligences who are the overlords of the UFO.
Slack,